Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your life, I promise. Doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for college basketball and international stars to become pros.
The Portland Trail Blazers select Damian Lillard of Weber State University.
This is a Draft Week edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Brought to you by Sherway Building Center, your summer outdoor project and remodeling store. Online at shurway.com.
Dusty and Cam on 1080. The Fan.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Hump day in this beautiful Rose City, the 20th day of June. And we are just over 24 hours away from the NBA draft, where the Portland Trail Blazers will select 24th overall.
24.
Isn't it amazing how little hype the NBA draft has?
Very true.
I mean, you'd think that it would have more.
Because it's only five players.
Well, here's the NBA
draft. Is that
draft
reaching too much?
Five?
And the NFL's maybe. Probably 25? 20?
Yeah, but you never know where they're going to come from, too. Yeah. Like, you could have second, third, fourth round guys where you're like, oh, wow, he's going to make an impact there. Steal guys, value guys, fit.
Mm-hmm. There's also 53 guys compared to 15.
NBA, you're like, The NBA has jockeyed itself by giving so many of the star players power in the league, too.
Yeah.
It's a free agency league. Like, free agency in
players
the NFL.
Players mobility league.
You're like, not that big of a deal. It's the draft and development. A big free agent really doesn't happen all that often in the NFL.
There's a great question that you look at all these teams now that they're drafting, and this would be a fun conversation as we get into it. Which big-time league has the best setup for rookies? Because you look at teams like the Yankees and Aaron Judge and some of the players and Gary Sanchez, all on cheap contracts. Right? Remember when Chris Bryant's issue came up, how they held him out? Because they didn't want him to get credit for another year with the Cubs. So he had a lower, they get him an extra year on a contract.
Yeah,
and then you see the NFL, you could be stuck and you could be drafted by Cleveland and you're stuck for 5 years. You're any good, they'll franchise you for another 2 years. You could be 7 years in a garbage franchise with no way out.
Yeah, that
Think
sucks.
About that.
That
Baseball,
sucks.
In basketball, boy, it's almost like I can get out of here in 2 years if I'm not any good. Or if I don't like it, I could just be Kawhi
just
Leonard and say, I want out.
Yeah, just force your way out.
That's
and
great.
When you get
Good for you, NBA.
When you get traded, too, your bird rights go with you, so you can then get a massive deal.
NBA's got it figured out.
In your new place.
I think the NBA has it also figured out because there's so much leverage for the players because there's only 450 of them in the world, and you don't have a 53-man roster, and there's not guys lining up to take your job that are 6'9 and 6'10 that can dribble and shoot and run. Those guys, hard to find. NFL, I can find five or six defensive backs easily. A couple linebackers, good offensive linemen. Yeah. Cheaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Easily? You think it's easy?
Easily.
Ugh.
Now, were you talking about all pros or were you talking about guys that can help you win? Remember, football doesn't, you don't need the superstars. You just need a good cohesive group. Because that's what it's exactly what the Legion of Boom was.
Well, what you
when
need
they were
is
first
a
developed.
Great quarterback is what you need.
Thank you. They're the only ones that create the leverage. Oh, Aaron Rodgers asking for $40 million.
And that's why NFL free agency kind of sucks is because no quarterbacks leave. Like Kirk Cousins is the biggest free agent quarterback to move. Yeah. I mean, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, $91 million guaranteed Kirk Cousins who's never won a playoff game.
And don't
Kirk
throw me
Cousins.
Old, don't throw me old Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Because Peyton Manning's neck had been fused
he
and we didn't know.
He couldn't even grab the football.
Yeah. Man, that's pretty. And this,
so NBA's got to figure it out.
As this texture points out too, and don't forget, guaranteed
Yeah, all guaranteed money.
Nice.
So if we could make the ultimate league, this is kind of how I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I would take, coming out of college, I would take baseball's rule out of college. I would take the, hold on, baseball's ability to be drafted yet still play. Mm-hmm. I would take college basketball and NBA's rule to now be shifting where you could be drafted out of high school and make it to the league. Mm-hmm. So I'm combining those. I would take the NBA's.
Well, that's just baseball too.
True. But I'd take the NBA's free agency mm-hmm. ability and players league, and I would take the competitiveness of the NFL football and the desire to want to win and the importance of every single game. What would we call the league?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what sport you're trying to play either.
That's what I'm saying. If you could create the ultimate league, you take bits and pieces of everything.
Yeah, that's never going to happen, though, because the NBA owners are seen to have given up too much to give to the wayside of the player. So the NFL isn't going to change to emulate either of those leagues. No. And minor league baseball is what makes baseball work in the way that it does. And you could stash guys away in one of your six feeder teams that you have. It is good, though. I mean, that's an interesting thought exercise to go through what would be the perfect league and the mm-hmm. ideal league if you were to start from scratch. And maybe it is the Alliance of American Football.
Could be. Maybe they're learning a lot from all the mistakes that the big leagues are making.
Yeah.
And they're going to fix sports. Maybe these small-time football teams like the XFL and the AAF are going to fix football.
Because what has happened with all three of the big leagues right now is that the machine has gotten too large. Yeah. And when the machine gets too big, you can't just sit there and re-correct because what are you going to tell the NFL owners? We're going to give you a little less of this $17 billion pie that we've been divvying up equally mm-hmm. but in equal parts, and we're going to give more to the players? Heck no, they're not going to do that. They're not going to say that at this point. Yeah. So maybe it does take like a small league, and then as they grow, so do the best parts of each right. of those leagues. That's interesting to think about. Could you imagine football, though, drafting kids out of high school and saying you can either play high school or go to the pros?
I remember going to the opening. There's a few that looked like they could get it done. But majority as a whole, no, it's not safe. Not a good idea. But would it be interesting? Yeah. When I saw a 6'8", 375-pound eighth grader that right. Nick Saban offered a scholarship to.
Do you think, though, that in the AAF where they're not going against an Aaron Donald type and it is...
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit less
absolutely
less talented.
That early development,
one of those elite high school prospects could actually benefit more from that than going and playing at the collegiate level.
If you're treated like a pro, and you're going to be able to be trained like a pro 24/7 without these dumb hour restrictions that the NCAA tries to put you on you, that if you don't want to get your college degree early in your life, which you can always go to school. I can be an 80-year-old and I can go back to school and learn more. Yes, I could, because college will always be there.
Right.
It will.
Yeah, it will.
But your eligibility will not.
Also, one of the great things that baseball does is that if you go out of high school to MLB, whatever MLB yeah. team that drafts you, they'll pay for your college whenever you decide to go back.
Yeah, what if the AAF or the XFL said, you come play for us early in your development. Mm-hmm. If you give us, let's say a vested type NFL atmosphere, you were vested at 4 years. You gave us 4 years of competitive football and we paid you XXX. We would give you tuition to your school of choice within your birth state or something. Just whatever.
Why does it have to be in the
birth state? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Don't put restrictions on it. Why don't you just say for every year that you play in the league, we'll pay for a year of your college?
What if you want to go to Stanford?
So?
You get into Stanford, you pay for it, Stanford. So whatever school you want to get into.
Just whatever school you want to go to.
Okay.
That's what Major League Baseball does.
I think you'd have to limit it some way because you wouldn't want to go to a like $60,000 a year school or something.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just saying that this is exactly what... I'm not trying to find the bad in it. But okay, any school.
Any school.
Harvard.
Yeah.
Yale.
Yeah. Go for it.
Northwestern.
Do it.
Okay.
You want to go PCC? You go to PCC.
I like that.
Bro.
We call it the... What would we call it?
This texture recommends Space Force. I like it. Space Force! Build an army in the sky. All right. Well, this is rather serious for how we usually start shows.
Well, it's because it's the NBA draft. We had to really get after that and show you how meaningless the NBA draft is.
Yeah, I guess. Did we? We did. We're here.
I have a way back question for
you. All right,
I heard Dirt and Sprague yesterday, and I was just, I was on my way to football practice.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that Portland...
What?
I was on my way to football practice.
Football season
back
for Cleveland
from football
now?
Practice. Spring football, still going on in high school in Washington.
I was like...
Getting ready for camp.
Are you practicing?
Yeah.
Are you making your TO return? You trained in
when
Julio
Greg
Jones?
Oden came to town after the draft. Yeah, was there a parade? Kind of a parade, or was there? Was there
a celebration?
Was there a
Pioneer Square? They had a big celebration.
Like how big a celebration?
I don't know, a few thousand people.
Really?
Is he the number one overall pick? We hadn't had that since Sam Bowie.
Do you do that though?
Nailed that one too. Yeah, that was
shots
a tough
fired.
Time. That was a tough time in Blazers history because that was also around the same time where the Blazers made the playoffs for the first time in a few years. And they had like a huge, I mean, it was a huge rally down there okay. where the players were out just for making the playoffs.
Mm.
Just for getting there. It was
what?
An interesting time in the Blazers history.
What would that have been this year? Should there have been a rousing
No, it's an expectation.
Third seed?
Now, look, things got bad here, Cam. Things got bad. And just getting to the playoffs was
we talking 2000
celebration.
We were talking 2010 here. This is not that long ago.
Yeah, it was something like that. 2009.
At least you guys had a basketball team here.
2009. Yeah, and we were also celebrating that.
Celebrating
in your face, Seattle.
Yeah.
You know,
Thunder.
Take that
down under.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, lot to get to on the show. Let's get it going. Now, yeah.
I remember it was just like yesterday.
I thought this was pretty cool. On this day in sports history, 1950, Willie Mays graduated high school. And like a mere hours after graduating high school, he decided to sign with the New York Giants. Just inked it. Was like, all right, I'm a pro.
It's pretty good.
I mean, we think of all of these guys as like, you know, LeBron.
You know what you want to do the rest of your
high
life.
School. Moses Malone is like the first NBA player to go jump into the high school to the pros.
Yeah.
Well, Willie Mays did it in 1950. He was like, yeah, screw this. He turned out to be pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Kind of a good Hall of Famer.
24-time All-Star.
My God.
Buck like, you with think more about Giants that. Arbitrary knowledge,
you
but very
You think about
good.
That with Willie Mays.
24-time All-Star. Is that the record? Could well, we sure. say it?
I don't know. Let's find out.
How many? Who else has played longer?
That. It's like
Nolan Ryan. I mean, Nolan Ryan might be the one that comes to mind closer.
When you went when I looked that up, I was like 1950, really? And I had to double check it because Willie Mays played for a really long time.
24 years.
Well, more than 24 years. He was an All-Star every year.
It's tied crazy. For the most with Hank Aaron and Hank Stan Musial.
Wow.
Oh, Hammer and Hank.
Yeah.
Wow. Did not know that. Learn something new every day. All right, we got a loaded show for you today. We started talking about this yesterday, and we're going to really dive into it. You people out there, you wanted to hear it, so we'll give it to you. The Big Leads, Best Baseball Movies, was a hot-button issue yesterday. So you guys want to redo it? So do we. We think there's some terrible movies on that list that can be replaced. So we'll go through that list and get your recommendations and give you a top 10 viewing of baseball movies. That'll be our textual relations today. Also, got some NFL news and notes and nugs to get to from across the league and NBA, obviously, with the big draft coming up tomorrow. We have anything else? Am I forgetting something?
It's baseball.
Baseball.
No, I don't.
World Series.
College World Series.
Beavs and an eliminator today.
Yeah. Early 11. No, it should be starting around 8 o'clock, right?
Nine. Only two games today.
Dang it.
They bumped back that Arkansas-Texas Tech game because
of
the rain.
We'll just have to watch soccer then.
No, we won't.
Portugal's winning.
Due to the beautiful head.
The header.
Of Ronaldo. Cristiano.
They're up 1-0.
Yeah.
I've never been more annoyed with a nil in my life. But
why?
I don't know. It's just
nil. Why don't you like nils?
I don't know. Why just
What's your
just
deal,
nils?
Bro?
Why do you have to? Why can't you say zero?
Have the Portland Trail Blazers found their man in the NBA draft? Who is Anfernee Simons? Dustin Cam on the Fan. All right, the Portland Trail Blazers hold the 24th pick in tomorrow's NBA draft, and yesterday they held their final pre-draft workouts at the practice facility, and among those working out was one Anfernee Simons.
All right.
Anfernee Simons, who is going the route of super senior high school, is what he decided to do.
I haven't heard of an Anfernee since Anfernee Hardaway.
Yeah, maybe a little penny point too.
Sure,
a little.
Little
two cent piece.
Little cent. Two cent piece.
I don't know if that's a thing. But the Portland Trailblazers brought in Anfernee Simons, and you may be wondering, how can this kid do the super senior thing? So he went to high school, and he was set to go to Louisville out of high school. And then, the FBI came a-calling, and
brothels
happened, and he was like, yeah, and then he had nowhere to go at that point. He was one of the most highly rated prospects coming out of high school in 2017. And so he decided to do the super senior year at the IMG Academy, which is not a real high school.
No.
And they don't play a real high school basketball schedule. So he was able to go there and play against the best high school competition, kind of traveling around the country doing that thing and basically just train for a year. And now he is entering the NBA draft. And this kid is, tell me if you sound familiar, a combo guard who is 6'3", 185 pounds coming out. So he's slender build. He has got a great ability to shoot from beyond the arc, shooting 42% from three, is shifty and has a good mid-range game, lacks size to be a prominent defender in the NBA or a big body in the NBA, has a massive wingspan at 6'3", has a wingspan of 6'7".
Okay.
And comes from relatively unknown as it is.
Sounds like somebody from Lehigh.
Yeah, it does.
Can I have two theories that stand with this? Okay, yeah. My first theory is this is CJ McCollum's replacement.
Do you feel that? You feel like that?
I feel like this is a backup plan because the trading block has been already established.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is just more depth. For some reason, Neil O'Shea loves guys that are undersized shooting guards, Pat Connaughton, small forwards that are literally small forwards.
Yeah.
That'd be my only other theory here, is that if you're going to bring in a guy that's exactly what your top two players are already set up with, and you need another bigger backup point guard, because really, who's the best backup point guard the Blazers have is Shabazz, and Shabazz had a terrible playoffs.
Free agent, too.
Exactly, and he's a free agent. And then you're going to have to bring in somebody that could be similar to a CJ because you're trading CJ.
I mean, when you read a lot, well, you need a backup too.
You
need a backup right now. No. And this guy, he seems that when you read all of the draft reports on Anfernee Simons, and I actually have brought up Anfernee Simons and CJ McCollum's draft, synopsises. And in the weaknesses, they say, you know, labeled as a combo guard, but can improve on point guard and playmaking skills. Doesn't have high assist numbers yet because he plays so much off the ball. That's Anfernee Simons. You want to hear what CJ McCollum's is?
Mm.
He only averaged 2.7 assists per game. And his most popular media comparison is Damian Lillard, who averaged 4 assists per game as a senior.
How strange.
Lacks explosive quickness and leaping ability. Solid athlete, but at least in part reliant on court craft and change of pace to make do. Like, it's basically, you read the draft combos, and they're saying CJ had more experience and was more shifty, but Anfernee Simons is basically the same kind of guy. And it fits the mold of the guy who's had success under Neil O'Shea and under Terry Stotts in Portland. You need a combo guard to fill that backcourt because Pat Connaughton and Shabazz Napier may be going. And as you said, it could be a sign that, hey, a bigger move may be on the horizon.
Yeah, it could be a sign of them making a move again where you get to see Coach Stotts and what he likes in those combo guards, those smaller guards. I'm not a fan of small guards in the NBA playoffs. I mean, for regular season, sure, it's good for numbers and it looks good because you can alternate and have somebody play off the ball in a little bit and it gives you another shooter. It just doesn't give you any. It doesn't give you any size to make a run in the playoffs. It just we've saw that didn't work out.
You have
very
to.
Well, it didn't help to know that the New Orleans Pelicans could shut down the backcourt.
You know, the weird thing about Portland is that you don't have any in between, right? Like what wins is you have to have bigs, like big dominant bigs. That era of the NBA is gone.
It is.
But and it is guard heavy and guard centric, but it's that front court where you have like Jordan Bell types and Draymond Green types, those physical bodies that are down low. Like it goes from Yusuf Nurkic and Myers Leonard, and then you go to Al-Farouq Aminu and Maurice Harkless. Like, there's no in between there.
Well, there's no physical size that can match up and be a scorer. Also, there's physical size when you have Myers and you have Yusuf, but versatile physical size.
Right.
That's, I mean, Anthony Davis, we're asking for. We're asking for Boogie Cousins. Those guys, when you say it's not a big man's league, it's not that I don't disagree with you. It's just that the fact that the big men are now perimeter players.
Yes.
So that still is a tall man's game. I mean, the majority of men are going to be 6'5 to 7 foot. That's the hot spot in my eyes. I mean, once you get out on those small forwards or those 3-and-D guys like that, you can't have Draymond Green's an anomaly. To get a second round guy who's 6'7 that plays like a, yeah, I don't know, a 7-footer.
When they got him at the time where the big man wasn't obsolete yet. Mm-mm. You know, one thing that you should like about Anthony Simons is something that the Blazers don't really have outside of Damian Lillard is that he is credited for being able to get to the rim and has a quick first step. But so he can be a knifing guard. Yeah. So I don't know, and we don't know.
Excited?
We don't know if he's going to be there. But this is the tough spot: is that who at 24 would you be excited about? This may go down the road of probably the best guy available for you.
Yeah, after the first 10 players, am I reaching? And once you get out of the lottery, you have no idea.
First eight players.
You have no idea.
Because then you find guys that, you know, are at 11 or 12.
Isn't that amazing?
Outplay the number five pick.
What are we at? Almost 8 billion people in this world. You can't find every year more than 10 elite basketball players that you can get excited about. Isn't that incredible? When you think about how hard the sport is to be good at it in NBA basketball. NBA. Now, this is a world's game. It's as much as a world's game as it is soccer. And you're looking around going, 10? That's what the world can produce? 10?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
If that.
Yeah.
If that. But, you know, then there's some years where there's like 12 guys that become solid and productive players, and you're like.
But they win that, 12.
Then there's some drafts where you're like 2. And you're
12.
Jeez.
But that averages itself out. In the end, it's probably about 10 guys that become productive every single year in the NBA draft. It's and part of that, though, too, Cam, isn't it so hard to get in? Like, it not only is it, there's only 450 spots, period.
Yeah.
In the NBA, but then you have to find a system that complements your style. Like basketball is so
fit. It's the most important in which sport. You could argue basketball as number one, as fit is the most. Mm-hmm. Bad fit for quarterbacks. I can have a bad fit. There's no such thing as a bad fit for an offensive lineman. Yeah. There certainly is a bad fit for a big man.
Yeah. This text at 553-305, is he Donovan Mitchell 2.0? No. Because I'll just tell you this. He's 19 years old, okay? He's a guy that he's seen as a project because 185 pounds may be generous to him. CJ McCollum, remember how slender and slight of build he was?
Yeah, he looked like a grade schooler.
He was 197 pounds when he came out, okay? So this guy he's an explosive player.
He's going to get pushed around.
You got to pack pounds on him. Yeah. You got to get him used to the NBA game because he played a high school schedule this past year, a glorified high school schedule because he was on that IMG team. But you're getting more of a project than Donovan Mitchell was. So,
well, Donovan Mitchell was more refined, certainly more of a refined player. Just like Dame was a 4-year starter at Weber. Come on. These are, you're asking for a kid to step on out.
And CJ McCollum played 3.5 years at Lehigh.
Way different.
And played at a higher level. So it appears that Anthony Simons is the Blazers' top target, though that means nothing. He could go off the board before the Blazers even are drafting. Yep. He's just the only player that the Blazers brought in 2 times during the pre-draft workout process. There are a lot of guys that this pick could come down to. So we'll find out. What do you got a little look?
I got a little Woj look, a little Woj bomb.
What is it?
Small.
We'll hear about it in the update.
Yeah, go get it, Buck.
Buck, you have it already?
Mm-hmm. You got the Woj?
6:23 a.m. Woj bomb.
Good right. Good on you.
What's Woj saying about the NBA? And coming up next, we try to bail out the big leads, top 10 baseball movies of all time. We'll give you a rundown of who they thought were the best 10 baseball movies of all time. And we're going to add to it and tell a couple of them to take a hike. Here's Buck with a Woj bomb.
Let's get texty.
I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Text us now at 55305. Message and data rates may apply.
Just want to leave my number. Anyway, I think I was weird or desperate.
This is Textual Relations on the show that likes to be, over text. Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
The brain of that person to actually say that?
The Fan.
855-305. That is the fan text line. Dusty here, Cam Cleveland with you. All right, we started this yesterday. We briefly discussed it, and it became a hot topic on the text line, 55305. So we decided to make it our textual relations today, the big lead. They released a list of top 10 baseball movies of all time. And we take umbrage with it as let's just go through and I'll give you their top 10. And stop me if you have any issues here. Number 10, A League of Their Own. Great movie, Tom Hanks. Number 9, Major League.
Way too low.
Way, way, way too low. Okay.
Number 8, Everybody Wants Some.
Ugh, what?
It's made by the guy who made
it. Sounds like a movie that was filmed in the valley.
It kind of does.
Of California.
It might have been. It seemed like an indie, right, when we were looking at it?
It was an indie. Yeah. Well, it's a guy who made Dazed and Confused. Richard
Everybody
Linklater.
Wants Something?
No, Wants Some.
Wants.
It only came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Terrible decision.
It's about a college baseball team and the frat house that they live in the 80s, basically.
Okay.
Number 7, Ken Burns Baseball. It's really good. No.
It's a documentary.
Come on. Number 6, Pride of the Yankees.
God, I haven't even watched half of these.
You've never seen Pride of the Yankees?
No.
Okay. Number 5, Sugar, which is the story of a Dominican young man.
It's good.
A pitcher trying to make it to the bigs.
It's good.
Number 4, Moneyball.
Not that good.
That movie was a turd.
Not that good.
That movie does not belong on the top 10
list. Doesn't belong
in the
top
20. Moneyball, maybe.
Number 3.
Brad Pitt is terrible.
I don't think so.
Brad Pitt no.
But the biggest, most egregious thing there.
Do you think he's terrible or do you think he's not believable as a baseball GM?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Here's the thing.
That was not a role that I went, ooh, Brad Pitt fits this.
The most egregious part of the movie Moneyball isn't them kind of Hollywooding up a lot of the scenarios there.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you tried to sell me that Brad Pitt is Billy Bean. No, bro. Mm. I'm not buying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying that.
As good as John Travolta and Gotti right now. See those ratings?
I heard it is the worst mafia movie of all time is what they're saying.
It got a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't even know how that's possible.
Where can you find that movie?
That's hard to do.
Is it in theaters or is it?
Probably straight to VHS.
I don't think it's on Netflix. Okay. Number 3 is The Natural.
Of course, it's a great, Robert it's an unbelievable movie.
Number 2, Field of Dreams.
Great.
Kevin Costner.
Unbelievable.
Number 1, Bull Durham. Which, I mean, they got the top 3. I mean, the top 3 is pretty good.
Yeah, yes.
But I do, I mean, we take big exception to having Major League at 9.
Yes.
Major League should be in that conversation of top 3. Shouldn't it?
I love comedy, so comedies make it into my top 3 because I have The Natural 1, then I have Major League 2, I have Bull Durham 3, and then I have Sandlot 4. Those are as you go into 4.
Mm-hmm. See, and now here we go with the we have movies that were left out. You've got The Sandlot out and not on this list. Bad News Bears not making the list. Mm-hmm. I love this movie. Product of my childhood, Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
Funky Butt Loving Anybody.
Yep.
Hot ice. You heat up.
Yeah, I know.
The ice.
You heat up the ice. It gets locked in.
Rubbermaker.
Yeah.
Rubbermaker. Robin Hauser.
Garden Hoser.
Garden Hoser.
Guys are killing me.
Pitcher's got a
I just
big
forgot his name.
Butt.
Gosh dang it.
Rowan Gardner.
The old man actor. The old man pitcher.
Oh, Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah, playing the
as
Rocket.
Chet Stedman.
Gosh, he's such a great.
The Rocket.
Check the Rocket.
Got to throw the arm out on the last pitch. Spoiler alert.
Throw it. So I have the Rookie of the Year would be in my in conversation for my top 10. But also, what about movies like 42? That Jackie Robinson movie, did you guys both see that?
Oh, of course.
I didn't see 42, but if we're playing the numbers game, did you guys see 61? That was a good one.
61 was good, too.
Mm. I haven't seen 61.
You haven't seen 61, the Roger Maris one story? Mm. Yeah.
Sounds like I need to see a lot more movies with numbers.
Numbers.
42 is really good, though.
But Gronk will have a movie out soon. Bro.
There's a mark.
All right. But this list has got significant flaws in it. I want to know some of the other ones that people feel have been left out. Don't you dare. See, now
can
I'm just getting
a hot
people
take
trolling
on this
me
one?
On this. What?
Major League 2's in my top 10.
Marbles.
Marbles.
Major League 2 is a solid sequel
you
as far as
no
sequels go.
Marbles. Wavels?
And Dorn comes back as like the
great
investment
it's
guy.
It's great. It's in
doesn't
my top
get hurt
10. That's the only sequel where I went, oh my gosh, this is still quality.
And they
sports sequel.
They also, they did exactly what these major league guys do is you had Rick Wild Thing Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
He went corporate.
He did go corporate.
And he had to find his mojo again.
Mm-hmm. He and Dorn both did.
They did.
Yeah.
Stepped back.
See? Major League 2, not bad.
I loved watching Roger Dorn. You go and take that off there.
And then you got the young catcher, Rube Baker, who came as the throwing issue, has to memorize the Playboys.
Yeah. Wasn't that 3? Wasn't that Major League 3?
No, that was 2.
Back to the minors? Oh, he's
back to the minors. No, it was,
oh, yeah, where
he came back.
Him.
Yeah. He had to read. Remember, he gave him Victoria's Secrets catalog or something.
Yeah, Playboys. You had to memorize the article so he could throw it back to the pitcher.
You guys don't remember Mackie Sasser? Catcher Mackie Sasser?
No idea.
He could not throw the ball back to the pitcher, so he was on the Mariners for a time, but he played all everything, played for Philly, too. He had to go 1-2 and a 3 pump and throw a little high lobbing softball back to the pitcher because he could not throw the ball back to the pitcher.
What about John Lester? He can't pick
but
anybody
this is
off.
The catcher. The catcher could not, he couldn't figure out how to throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Just roll it. Roll
but
it.
He could hum it down to second base. Mackie Sasser.
Chuck Knobloch, too.
Oh, Chuck, new kids on Knobloch?
Chuck Knobloch went from like being
an
all-star to just throwing it into literally row 3.
When he goes back, you've got it right here. He goes back. He'll quit the game.
I think the Post titled him in the headline Chuck Brainlock after he was unable to throw the ball to first base.
I will tell you.
Case of the yips for baseball player. No bueno.
Steve Sachs had it too.
No bueno.
I will tell you what movie you guys are trolling me with.
Okay.
Because this is pretty bad. All right. Send us your list of movies that have been left off this top 10 list. Again, the big league says a league of their own, major league. Everybody wants them. Ken Burns, baseball. Pride of the Yankees, Sugar, Moneyball, The Natural, Field of Dreams, and Bull Durham are the top 10 baseball movies of all time. We have problems with that. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. I will not have you guys trolling me any longer on this text line. We're trying to figure out the 10 best baseball movies of all time because the big league butchered it. And we have recommendations coming in for Angels in the Outfield, which I believe is one of the worst baseball movies ever. And P1 Anthony brings up a good point. We should do one day worst sports movies of all time because Angels in the Outfield would be on that list for me. I think that that is a horrible movie.
Horrible?
I think it's
like
a horrible,
horrible, horrible,
horrible movie. Didn't even like it when I was a kid. And it gave the Angels those terrible uniforms for a few years. You remember the Disney-fied flying A that they had?
Mm. Yeah, it had the angel wing on it.
Let's stop giving it more than it needs to.
Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's go lists. We need lists. I need your lists.
You ready?
I need your list.
Again, the big leads list, not mine. A League of Their Own at 10, Major League 9, Everybody Wants Some, 8, 7, Ken Burns Baseball, Pride of the Yankees was 6. The top 5 goes Sugar, Moneyball, The Natural, Field of Dreams is number 2, Bull Durham number 1. All right, what is yours?
My number 10, 42. That is my number 10.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Are you alternating or are we just going right down the list? We're alternating.
We'll go. Buck, do you have a top
10? Buck, do you have a top 10?
I have a top 5.
All right.
I'll join you when we get to 5.
Okay.
Number 10 for me is Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Not in my top 10, but okay.
It
understandable.
Is,
not my heyday, but I understand it.
It comes in at number 10.
Okay.
It was a great film. Kind of wanted to break my arm to see if it happened.
Just in case.
There was a time.
Yeah. Okay, coming in at number 9 for me, League of Their Own. I like Dottie.
Also.
I like a fiery redhead.
Also my number 9.
Well done. See?
There we go.
Number 9. Coming in at number 8 for me, Major League Dos. Major League 2 coming in.
Wow. Okay.
This is my number 8.
Number 8 for me is 8 Men Out. Love that movie. Love that movie.
Great 1990s. Movie. Swag actually texted me to let us know we needed to mention 8
Men
Out.
Yeah, no.
Needed to know.
8 Men Out is number 8 for me.
It's a good movie.
Cusack, 1919 White Sox. Mm-hmm. That was great. Black Sox scandal. It was phenomenal. Yeah. 8 Men Out is in my top 10, and I put it at number 8.
Good for you.
To have a little synergy. Eight.
Good. A number 7 for me, controversial, but I don't know. Trouble with the Curve.
Wow. Amy Adams.
Mm.
I like me some Amy Adams.
Redheads. I love Clint Eastwood. Okay. And when you get a chance to have Justin Timberlake driving around in a, was it He had a nice car, but Papa had the Mustang. Remember? Mustang.
Okay. That's 7 for you?
That's 7.
Number 7 for me is 42. Jackie Robinson. Okay. Loved every minute of it. I thought they did a very good job. It's hard to fit Jackie Robinson's life into an hour and a half movie, but it also gave us Black Panther. So Chadwick, what's his last name?
Boseman, I believe.
Boseman, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a top Jackie 10 list now, by the way.
And he looked strikingly like Jackie Robinson.
Did a great job.
Yeah. All right. That's my number 7.
Number 6, The Bad News Bears. Mm-hmm. Bad News Bears coming in at 6.
Okay.
I have an admission, I've never seen the original.
The original Bad News Bears?
Really? Have not seen it.
Buttermaker?
Wow. Walter Matthau?
Need to.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
According to Dusty, it's just his dad, essentially. That's what Pop was as a coach, right?
Yeah, I was basically like watching the West Union Little League.
You dumbass. The bag.
What was his car? It was a convertible. Was it a Lincoln?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad had a 1967 red Cadillac convertible.
Nice. That's what it is.
With the tape deck in the glove box.
Right. With the cooler at all times, not on ice, just a warm beer at all times.
No, my dad had ice at least.
At least he had ice.
Yeah, there was some.
All right.
There's some beverages to be had. Okay. Yeah.
But Buck, leave us off. You're number 5. So now that you're joining the party.
Hold on. I'm number 6. I haven't gotten my number 6.
You just gave 6. My bad.
No,
I'm sorry.
Sandlot. You gave your 6 as Bad News Bears. My number 6 is Sandlot outside the top 5.
For you.
For me. Okay.
Okay, Buck, start us off. You're 5.
My 5? Well, I will give you my bottom 5 as well. I have a Perfect Game as number 10, the Kevin Costner one.
Wow.
That's the fringe one. That's my trouble with the curve, if you will.
Okay.
Major League 2 is number 9. A League of Their Own is number 8. Little Big League is number 7, where the kid is the man. You know, it was a nostalgia thing. When I was that age, it was that kid's age. Oh, I'm like, I want to be the general manager of a team.
I appreciate that.
And you had, as this texture points out, 55305, Ken Griffey Jr. was in it.
Yeah.
Like, they had a lot of cameos in that one.
Yep.
A lot of cameos in that one.
And then 6 is Field of Dreams for me. 5 would be Rookie of the Year.
Okay,
he's Rookie of the Year. That's a top 5.
Top 5 for him.
My top 5 is Field of Dreams. If you build it, he will come.
Wow. Okay.
That's number 5 for me.
Bad News Bears hits number 5 for me.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Okay, then lead us off with your 4.
Field of Dreams. Number 4.
Number 4. My 4 is Sandlot.
Oh.
Number 4.
I'm not going to bump that.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to knock that.
Buck, what do you got for your 4?
My 4 is 8 Men Out. Very pure baseball movie.
Wow, that's very high,
Top
Buck.
Top 5 for
I
8 Men Out.
I love 8 Men Out. John Cusack turns in an amazing performance.
And we could just go. We just
Number 3, The Natural.
Number 3 myself is, you got to breathe through your eyelids, baby.
Wow.
Bull Durham.
Number 3. Same. Whoa. Number 3, Bull Durham.
You guys both have that number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got The Natural, 2 Bull Durhams. Number 2, Major League for me.
Also my number 2.
Wow. Synergy, Buck. Mm-hmm.
The Natural.
Number two for you?
The Natural, yep.
Wait a minute. So either Bull Durham or Major League aren't in your top 10? One of those is not?
No, Major League is down in my top 10. It was in the bottom 5.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Questionable. And number 1, Bull Durham for me.
Number 1, The Natural for me.
Mm.
Number 1, The Sandlot for me.
Wow. You're very kid movie oriented, Buck.
It's all about nostalgia, man. Baseball's a nostalgic game.
Yeah, I get that. Very, very youth oriented baseball. Okay. Appreciate that.
Wow. Sandlot, number 1. I don't know if Buck, I can agree with that.
It's not the best baseball movie, but it's like a good.
It's very high.
I had a little Sandlot gang that I rolled around with when I was in fourth grade. Yeah.
Buck played baseball.
Well, it wasn't a gang. We just rode our bikes down to local school.
He grew up in a baseball gang.
East Bay, California, and he was in a gang.
Yeah, but it was West Side Danville.
Baseball. He just threw up a W, by the way.
Wow.
Good radio.
Very good radio.
Wow. West Side Danville. Perfect. All right. Well, hey, we got a good list coming in at 55305 as well. This text says Bull Durham, Major League, Little Big League, Field of Dreams, The Natural, 8 Men Out, Trouble with the Curve, 42, 61, Major League 2 in the top 10. Very similar to your list.
Yeah, very similar. It's all personality. I think it kind of builds in. I love comedies, but I also like a little bit of nostalgia. I'm not overwhelmed on the kids shows. That's why Sandlot is just the only one in there.
Mm.
Well, I'm sorry, Bad News Bears, but I would consider that part of that.
Angels in the, wow, Deal, is this right?
He's no.
One of Mike Lynch's favorite movies is Angels in the Outfield.
Well, Mike Lynch is fired, So he's fired from baseball conversations.
I think he still has a job here.
No, he's fired from baseball. Any sort of credibility, if that's your number one.
In fact, he hosts a baseball show.
You're fired from baseball credibility if that is your number one.
Tonight, hear Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris on fired. The Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
He's a Yankee fan, and Angels in the outfield is number one. Okay, you're already way off.
Honorable mentions that need to be mentioned here that we've seen several times. Hardball with Keanu Reeves, where he's the coach of the inner city Little League team, and the kid listens to Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G. to throw strikes. That's a pulls at the heartstrings. I cried when I watched that movie. I'm not afraid to admit it. Mm. You know? You have a murder right before the big game. Sad.
It's sad.
Also, Mr. Baseball.
Mr. Baseball.
Mr. Baseball.
You know, that's a sneaky good movie with Tom Selleck.
That is a good
the best
movie.
Caterpillar in acting. Mustache.
Wait.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
Yeah. That is good. I forgot about Mr. Baseball.
Mustache legendary. The movie solid.
A hole in your swing. Yeah.
Also, where did we have? I can't even read what I wrote down.
You've lost your ability.
I can't even read my own chicken scratch right now. 55305. That is the fan text line. Ooh. Beer League.
Summer Catch. Remember Summer Catch?
Terrible. I remember Jessica Biel by the pool.
That's all
in Summer
I remember
Catch.
About Summer Catch.
Is that the Cape Cod League one?
That is the Cape Cod.
Or Freddie Prinze is mowing lawns and he sees Jessica Biel get out of the pool.
Yeah.
That stadium.
She wearing a white bikini, if I remember correctly.
I believe it's red.
Is it red? Is it kind of like Fast Times at Ridgemont High red?
Mm. Might be. It's worth a review.
Ooh boy. Fast Times.
Surprise Lynch didn't pick that Matt LeBlanc baseball movie with the pitching monkey.
What was that one called? I saw that when I was a little kid. It was terrible.
Oh, my.
No idea.
And you know what they did in the front office? They flipped a coin to see if Matt LeBlanc would stay on the team or not, and it stayed on its edge. They put it under a jar to wait and see on him, and then he threw a great game, and it flipped over to the right side.
The Rookie is another one with Dennis Quaid.
Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac.
Terrible.
Oh, boy. R.I.P. Bernie.
Never saw it.
R.I.P.
It is a guy who comes back in his 40s after finding out that
it was a statistical error, right? I know the premise that he was supposed to have had 3,000 hits, but they actually took off like three because of scoring errors or something.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to get that milestone for himself.
Terrible. All right, Ed. Is that the name of the movie?
That's the one. That's the one with the monkey.
Yeah, Ed.
Top five Mike Lynch.
Look. Now you're putting words in his mouth. It might be, though.
It might be, though.
But wouldn't a pitching chimpanzee be amazing?
I bet his top basketball movie is Air Bud.
Josh Wilcox's favorite movie, Air Bud. All right, 55305. Give us your 10 best baseball movies of all time. We'll put up ours up on social media as well. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to get back to more of your best baseball movies. And now it's just devolving into worst. So we'll go ahead and probably read some of those off too. But the hottest sports stories in the day, short-lived return in Corvallis. And a big day for the Biebs, Dusty and Cam on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.